Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And welcome back to History and You right here on Lake 98.1. Steve, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terry.
More history you're going to bring us from Sheboygan County.
We've all heard about Old Abe the Bald Eagle that went through the Wisconsin regiments in the Civil War.
Of course we have.
Do we know that we have a Sheboygan connection?
At least I do not.
In the town of Rhine, there is a 12-foot marble monument honoring 23 young men from Company B who gave their lives 150 years ago fighting in the Union during the Civil War. Now, this was a memorial that was dedicated in 1868, and they've got this golden eagle on the top immortalizing Old Abe the Bald Eagle. And actually, the story here is, and in Sheboygan County, independent soldiers were part of that company. So they were marching with the Bald Eagle through the trials of Vicksburg and some of the other very big battles of the Civil War. Wherever the soldiers went, the eagle went. The company scraped $5 together and bought this eagle, and it became the company mascot. So if they went into battle, the eagle went into battle. Sometimes it was chained to buildings so it wouldn't get hurt. The Confederate government at one time actually had rewards out for the capture or the death of the Bald Eagle, which the ransom on the eagle was higher than the ransom on Union generals. They thought if they got the eagle, the morale of the regiment would go down. So the eagle goes through the war, and he got retired. He was brought back to Madison and put in a cage in the basement of the State Historical Society. It had a minor fire and a lot of smoke inhalation, killed the eagle, and they stuffed Old Abe. And then in 1904, there was another fire which swept through the state capitol war museum, and it burned quite a bit, including the remains of Old Abe. So all we know about Old Abe are the photographs that we have. And there were thousands of photographs taken of this eagle, which were used to raise money.
Interesting. Now we know a little bit more history and you here on Lake 98.1. Steve, how do people support the Sheboygan County Historical Society?
Well, they should go to www.schrc.org.
And until next week, we'll talk to you then.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.